by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Allison Norman here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning. We're here from 9 to 10 a.m. Every Sunday on KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk. Also 1350 AM, and then 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and KSRO.com is a great way to listen live. It's always streaming live, and then the show is also podcast, so if you come in late or if you have to leave early, you can always pull it up at KSRO.com and go to the shows tab and find Ask the Expert, and you'll find me under there, Allison Norman Real Estate. And that's the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. So lots of ways to listen. And then always on Facebook as well, the Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. So lots of ways to listen to us either during the show or after the show. And you can go back and listen to past shows. So good morning. Good morning. Joe, you had some, we have some news, part of our KSRO family. You want
to? Yes, we do.
We do. We have a new member of the KSRO family.
Yeah, last week we teased you that Kathy Slack was just about to be a grandmother.
Yeah.
And she was on last Sunday. The granddaughter, 9 pounds, 4 ounces, 21 inches long.
Oh, my gosh.
So congratulations.
She had a little boy. Didn't she have a boy?
Oh, okay. Maybe it was a boy. My bad.
I think it was a little boy. She's been posting pictures like crazy on Facebook. Okay. Yeah. Like every good grandmother should do, right? Anyway, so congratulations to Kathy Slack, who's one of our KSRO family. And it's just got a little bit bigger with a little baby. So how fun. It's her first grandchild, too. So a lot of fun. Anyway, good.
And it was on Easter Sunday. So I send her a message that you'll always remember Easter 2019.
Yes. It was the day the baby was born. Well, congratulations. Anyway, good Sunday morning to you. And we're going to be talking today about hard money. And Forrest Tardabonos here with Sun Pacific. Hello, Forrest.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm excited about hearing more. You know, you hear about hard money, and a lot of people don't really realize what it is. And you know, so we're going to kind of dig in and find out, you know, why sometimes hard money is really the best option, sometimes the only option. And also talk about some, you know, the other side of it is, you know, if you're an investor looking to put your money somewhere, hard money is a good option as well as far as funding loans. So we're gonna talk a lot about that. I want to tell you first about an open house I'm going to have today. I'll be out at 1996 Los Olivos. We're listed at $840,000. And it's really a kind of a diamond in the rough if you're looking for that. It doesn't look rough, but it, you know, it does have some deferred maintenance. But this is in a neighborhood of $1 million homes, a couple down the street, up just under $1 million, going into escrow. One of them's in escrow. I think one is still on the market. But, you know, this has some deferred maintenance, so it's got some room to put some money into it and build that sweat equity. It's a great property, 2,565 square foot home with 3 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, huge family room downstairs. Almost, you know, a good option for maybe making a junior auxiliary dwelling unit, or, you know, or even just a completely separate unit. It has its own separate entrance. Great big room downstairs. So, and some, you know, wine cellar, a storage area under the house. It's on just over a quarter acre, and it's on the downside of the hill on Los Olivos. So you come down the driveway, nice big open space, level backyard. It's a really interesting, very kind of mid-century modern look. Big open beam ceilings, and just a lot of a really kind of retro touches to it. So I will be there today from 1 to 4, and that's 1996 Los Olivos. in Santa Rosa. That's over off of Brush Creek. So I hope to see you there. And then, you know, real estate, we're just kind of plugging away. I don't have numbers today. We'll talk next week. We'll have, I believe it'll be the first week in May by next Sunday. I've lost track of time. And because today's the 28th, right? Yeah. So next week we'll cover, we should have everybody, you know, sometimes we're a little late. People are a little slow turning in or going into the MLS and marking things sold. So we usually give it a week, and then we'll cover the April numbers and see where we are. I'm seeing a lot of things coming on the market. I think the rain really slowed things down, really kind of bogged everything up. But now suddenly everything, you know, is ready and it's great. The flowers, everything's blooming. I had on Los Olivos, I just sent the photographer out there to take some new pictures because the maple trees are all red and pretty and the flowers are blooming. And when we took the pictures before, a month and a half or so ago, the trees looked dead because they had no, you know, leaves on them. So I'll go back out and take some pictures. So everything's looking great. I think, you know, if you're thinking of getting your house on the market, you're starting to get to that point where there's more competition. I would say, you know, the sooner the better. It really should have been last month, but if not, it's not too late. We're still, you know, we sell houses all year round, but really you want to beat that crunch of everybody else. You want to try and get on the market before your neighbor gets on the market, basically. So you have less competition, and I'm always glad to come out and take a look at your house and let you know if you're ready or what you need to do to get ready, sometimes it's not as much as you think, and people get kind of hung up on, I have to redo the kitchen and we need to paint. And, you know, maybe you don't have to. There may just be some simple things like decluttering and clean the yard up and touch up some paint. You don't have to paint your house, you know. So I'm glad to come out and take a look at that. My number, you can always call me at 707-799-3617. And then before I forget the call-in numbers, when we come back from the break, we're going to dig into the hard money with Forrest. And if you have any questions, you can call the radio line, which is 707-636-1350. That's 707-636-1350. And I think we'll take a break. And when we come back, then we'll be ready to dive in. Are you ready for us?
I am ready.
Good. I'm ready to hear more about hard money. So this is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. I'm here with Forrest Tartabono, Sun Pacific Mortgage and Real Estate. I'm talking hard money, and we'll be right back after the break.
Director of the Jess Unruh Institute of Politics at USC, Bob Shrum.
What Democrats ought to be doing is holding, as you suggest, oversight hearings where they look at the Mueller report, they call in the witnesses.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive, afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Loose ball to Thompson. Throw ahead, KD.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks.
One step and a right hand dunk for Durant and a timeout.
KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour. I'm Allison Norman here with Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And We're going to talk about hard money today, and I'm here with Forrest Tartabono, Sun Pacific Mortgage and Real Estate. And good morning, Forrest. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Very excited.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. And we kind of throw the mention of hard money out once in a while, but we haven't really dove in and talked about it, I don't think, much. I think maybe one time we did on the Real Estate Hour years ago, so it's well overdue. So tell me a little bit about you and your company. You're a locally owned company.
We are.
Yeah.
My wife and I opened Sun Pacific Mortgage 31 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. My kids were babies then, and now they work for me. We're family owned. Mm-hmm. My oldest boy works for me. Ken is a loan officer with us, and his wife is the marketing princess.
Mm-hmm.
And then my two sisters, Arlene and Eileen, are my loan processors.
Oh,
so yeah, quite the family operation.
If we could
work the grandbabies in somehow, we would.
I'm sure they will soon.
Yes.
Soon enough. I think I've seen, don't they hang out there once in a while?
We see them all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when they're off of school.
Yeah, school in service days, they're at the office.
Yeah. They're getting...
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. They'll probably work for you eventually, I would imagine.
Well, so I can't wait.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Though. So 31 years and locally owned, family owned. And you don't see that a lot with lenders, you know, with mortgage companies around here. So, kudos to you. So.
It's very fun.
Right. And you just were awarded something. Tell me about your
award. We just hit the North Bay Biz top 500 companies in the North Bay, whatever your description of North Bay, you know, big area.
Yeah.
And so we're rather pleased about that.
That's great.
Yeah, we funded 270 loans for $110 million, and then I mention it because it's published in the North Bay Journal. But we did just under $4 million in gross fees through my wife's checkbook, which is
nice.
You know, one of our favorite parts of the family business.
Right. Yeah. So, well, good for you. That's quite an honor. Mm-hmm. You know, top 500.
Prestigious. Yeah.
Yes. Good for you. After all your hard work over these years and going through that. How was the down part of the market for you? Were you doing? Mm-hmm. I think you did a lot of hard money loans when, like, the foreclosures and the short sales and people couldn't get a loan.
Right.
Was that So you did okay through all of that.
Well, we
obviously you're still here.
Well, we are still here. We are major survivors, and then, but we were an office of 30 people, lots of loan reps, realtors, processors, marketing people, and then when the crash occurred, we went down to just wife and I. So we've recovered more than nicely. It's actually better now than it ever has been because it's, with fewer people, you know, we function and are a top 500 company with 8 or 9 people. So
yeah, you found a way to do it right.
Well, and loan sizes are up too. So that's really helped the business.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
we do lots bigger loans than, you know, 30 years ago, the loan amounts were, 100 and 120 and less than 100. Now we averaged 440,000 loan amount last year.
Yeah.
Quite a change.
Right. Well, good. So let's get into just the basic, hard money 101. What is hard money? You hear that term thrown around a lot, but what exactly is it? What does that mean?
Yeah, definitionally, hard money really means that you're lending against the hard asset, like a home.
Okay.
A lot of people think it means because the loans are harder, because we do people with lesser credit, problem properties, income problems. But hard money is a loan that's, instead of being funded by a bank or savings and loan, is funded by private individuals. And we've found 600, 700 investors out there. We call them investors, and ultimately they're the lenders on the loans we make, and they underwrite and fund those. So the standard for them is quite a bit more relaxed than if you went to Wells or B of A or Chase.
Right.
And it's really a loan that's going to be based on the equity in the home or a good size down payment. You know, that offsets the credit headaches to an investor. So.
Okay, yeah, so you've got some skin in the game, as they say.
Yeah, you've got, right, and really the banks should lend more in that regard, mm-hmm. because our loans all perform well. We rarely have foreclosures. You know, they're almost non-existent in the number of loans we do. So,
yeah,
but they don't.
Well, yeah, they have. You know, I think because you have more flexibility because you don't have all those federal guidelines and regulations, right?
Actually,
do you still have some? Okay,
we have mountains of them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, the Dodd-Frank laws impacting lending as regards private money. There were probably about 3,300 pages of regulations regarding it. So even though we're not under the auspices of a bank or savings and loan, the Fed still are mindful of owner-occupied loans to owner-occupants, and then just the general lending game, so that you don't become what they deem a predatory lender,
right?
Which is someone who's writing loans whose terms favor the lender more than they do the borrower.
Okay,
that's what predatory.
So yeah. So the consumer protection, I guess,
consumer, especially owner-occupied.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So what are some things a person would get? Let me ask you this. So interest rates right now, we've been talking about, are, 4%, a conventional financing, even FHA and all of those, we're down around 4%. So what are some reasons a person would do? And what are your interest rates first? Because a lot of people are curious. I mean, sure. So what is the cost of a hard money loan and the interest rates?
Yeah, with hard money, there's two components to cost. One is the interest rate you're going to have during the life of the loan.
Okay.
Our loans are always interest only, by the way, except for one specific program we have for the owner-occupant, which cannot have a balloon payment and does have to have amortization.
Oh, okay.
But the rates on hard money are from 8 to 12%.
Okay.
And they're an inducement to the investor to take the risk of that loan.
Right. Yeah. So the investor is making that 8 to 12%.
Correct. The investor makes the 8 to 12%.
Okay.
And then my office, Sun Pacific Mortgage, makes the points on the loan.
Okay.
We charge what you call an origination fee, and it will vary according to the loan program and the type of loan we're doing, and then the size of the loan.
Okay.
Points on loans vary. They can go anywhere from 3 points to 8 points, depending on the loan size and the particulars of the loan.
Okay, and a point is
1%.
Yeah.
Correct.
So of the loan amount. Yeah. Correct. So. You know, all loans have that origination fee.
Correct.
Yours are a little, higher than that. And again, it's because there's more of a risk involved. It's a harder to lend, or the person maybe is
something in their profile.
Some reason. So that kind of leads me into that. The beginning of my question was, so why would somebody do a hard money loan rather than conventional financing?
Well, for 30 years, we have promoted borrowers who have been turned down elsewhere.
Okay.
So when the banks, Wells, and I name Wells because they're the biggest lender in Sonoma County in the Bay Area, but Wells, Chase, B of A, if they tell you no, then you don't have anywhere to go except your favorite hard money broker.
Yeah.
So we lend to people who've been turned down by the banks because of their credit. You know, they're looking for credit scores in the, near 700. Mm-hmm. There's some government programs like FHA that'll look at a 620 credit score.
Yeah.
We really don't care about that, although we look at it. I had a person come to us, a couple come to us the other day, and they had a 720 FICO score.
Oh.
Yeah, the wife had a 360 and the husband had a 360. That's kind of the joke in
it
our
does, house. It doesn't work that way, does it?
No, but we do people with really bad credit. We do people in bankruptcy. We do people who have had mortgage lates. Mm-hmm. And while they approach maybe the big banks who said no to them, we'll take that into account. And if you have equity, in spite of the bad credit, we'll lend to you.
Okay.
We'll also lend to you if you have income problems. You know, the banks are looking at debt ratios, and
right.
they look at your taxes, your pay stubs, third-party stuff that will demonstrate to them your income.
Right.
Well, we're more flexible in that regard, too.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we care about income because the Fed's mandate, we demonstrate your ability to repay the loan, mm-hmm. but we use alternatives to that. Like we can look at bank statements.
Okay.
We look at, you know, if someone claims they make $100,000 a year and they have a couple hundred thousand in the bank, well, that's proof of that without showing your taxes or a pay stub.
Yeah.
We do a lot of self-employed borrowers.
Right, because self-employed, we, you know, the goal is to mm-hmm. make it to make as little money as possible mm-hmm. on the books, you
yeah.
know. So, you know, by writing things off, not on the books,
right.
makes it sound like it's illegal, but
yeah. No.
But no, we want to make it look our income look small so that we're taxed less. So, when you go to get a loan with a conventional lender, they're all, no, you don't make enough money for this. So you can look at alternative ways of...
Correct. And we read through on taxes what's really there.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a guy on his taxes might show he makes no money.
Yeah.
You know, as little as none. So
right.
he pays no taxes.
Yeah.
But then he's making a $3,800 a month payment. Well, that, you know, the reality is he's writing everything off.
So yeah.
We take that into account. And if they have equity, hard money almost... You know, I have to say that we look at the demonstrated ability to repay, but really, it's an equity-based loan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that person got into trouble, then before they'd allow a foreclosure, they'd sell the home because they have so much equity in it, even after we make them the loan.
Yeah.
So that's the protection to the investor and, you know, makes what we do viable.
Right, right. And so you do... we've got a few minutes before the break, so
okay.
I didn't want to get into a deep subject before
yeah.
we have to go. But when we come back, we'll talk about kind of the different types of
okay.
loans. But
sure.
But you, so you work with like flippers. If somebody, you know, what type of a person are you lending to? It would be like a self-employed, somebody that can't show or low credit score. What else?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a wide range. For instance. We do quite a few people that have perfect credit, but really want speed.
Mm, that's
you know,
a good, yeah.
Because
point
we you know, we fund loans and, you know, I prompt agents to write offers with a 10-day close
mm-hmm.
because we
wow.
can perform that fast. The record in the office for doing a loan is 3 days.
Wow. You know,
3 days
good
from the
job.
Day we got the mm-hmm. application to where it's funded and recorded. And we commonly perform in less than 2 weeks. But so, for instance, that perfect credit borrower who has tried with 10 offers on 10 different places
mm-hmm.
and can't get accepted because they're, you know, they have the contingency of a loan with Wells Fargo,
yeah.
Chase, or B of A and needs a 30-day escrow at least. Well, when they come to us, write a 10-day contract, and it separates them from those other offers where there are... you know, all cash maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives them a leg
it's
up.
A, yeah, it's a good way to compete with a cash buyer.
Yeah, with the fires recently, we saw quite a number of that where they wanted to buy the replacement home, and they were competing, and so the hard money helped us separate them from that pack.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
get their offer accepted.
Right. Good. Good. And. It is a good way because you're not going up against, you know, somebody that needs 30 days to close, you know, or even 15. You can do less. And I think another thing too, and we're going to take a break, but we'll talk about when we get back is if we're in the middle of a transaction. I know that sometimes as a realtor, I'm reaching out to you going, they didn't get approved. What can you do? So we'll talk about that if that happens to you. We'll be right back. I'm Allison Norman here with Forrest Tardabono on the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Local police and federal agents are trying to better understand the background of the 19-year-old alleged synagogue shooter in Poway, California. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
Despite what are believed to have been John Ernest's online posts spewing hate and white supremacist beliefs, He apparently never made it onto the radar of law enforcement. They had no previous contacts with the 19-year-old and nothing had apparently flagged them. We're told he apparently radicalized very quickly, but there were posts believed to have been made by Ernest.
Poway Mayor Steve Voss tells ABC News his city is standing shoulder to shoulder with the members of Congregation Chabad.
Our community is doing as well as can be expected. And I just want to say first, our Jewish brothers and sisters from Chabad of Poway have to feel the love that all of us are sending their way now. We're a close community, and we're going to be there for them every step of the way.
One woman was killed in the shooting, three others injured. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Temps cooler for this week. Today, high 76, 61 on the coast with blue skies. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 47. That's inland and on the shores. For tomorrow, a few clouds at 73, 59 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, partly cloudy again, though at 71, 60 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman here at Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman every Sunday morning on KSRO. You can listen to us live at KSRO.com or tune in on the radio on the 1350 AM, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM. So no matter where you go, you can find us, and we're following you around. We're everywhere. Anyway, I am here with Forrest Tartabono today talking about hard money loans. Forrest is with co-owner with your lovely wife, Lynn. And I should say, you guys are all very involved in the Santa Rosa chapter of Realtor, or North Bay Association of Realtors, Santa Rosa chapter. They make us say it that way.
Absolutely.
But you're super involved and always contributing and always there. And Ari, your daughter-in-law. Like we said, this is a very family-owned business. Is always a lot of help with the Santa Rosa chapter. So thank you for that. Anyway, we're talking about hard money loans and I forgot what. Oh, we were going to talk when we came back from the break, saving the day. So this is something that you do that we realtors appreciate and buyers as well. And a lot of realtors don't think of it. I think you right. know to, you know you're here's the scenario. You're in escrow. You're working through getting your loan qualification. And a lot of buyers I work with, they think that the loan approval, that letter that they get means they're approved. It's like, no. We have to go through this process now where they're taking all the information and approving you for a full loan approval and underwriter approval. And it's not always, you know, at the beginning of the escrow. So sometimes things can happen, whether it's a change in your job or something comes up that wasn't on the credit report or, you know, something happens and suddenly you don't qualify for that loan and your lender says, sorry, we can't do the loan. And so you're going to, sorry, you know, so now I'm going to my buyer going, well, you know, what do we do? We're basically dead in the water here unless Forrest with his white hat writes
in. Yeah, we save the day. Yeah, we write in and save the day a lot. what happens is, you know, the loan will die. You have a 30-day escrow, and 2 weeks in, mm-hmm. Wells, B of A, Chase says, we can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they pre-approved you, but then something in your profile, your credit, the way they determined your income, something changed from when they wrote you that initial letter that said you were pre-approved.
Right.
And now what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of realtors know that in a circumstance like that, if a person has a decent down payment.
Mm-hmm. And that's the catch, I think, that you've got to have that down payment.
That's the catch.
Yeah.
If you die because of an FHA loan where you're only putting 3.5% down, we don't have a program for that.
You can't help them. Okay.
But if you, but if you're putting 20 or 25 or 30% down and the bank has turned you down, mm-hmm. then what happens a lot is that file will then, from the broker, the realtor, whomever might direct it to us, show up at our office. Mm-hmm. We already got your loan application, your credit, the escrow's open, and we can get an approval for those that same day.
Mm, yeah.
We can draw documents the next day, and you can close in as little as 3 days.
Wow.
5 days is more common because you throw a weekend in there.
Yeah,
you know, or just the logistics of it. And then, but we commonly perform in, you know, 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we save the day a lot because the, you know, the big boys, Chase, Wells, B of A, I mention them a lot because they're the,
yeah.
they do the most
and there,
loans.
There are some other ones around.
There are a few others,
the loan brokers and all of that.
Yeah, and then there's other brokers. We even get loans from brokers who have failed in their submission of the loan to the bank. And I still say savings and loans, although I don't think they're around anymore. But so, you know, with a full package, we perform fast. And if you've got that decent down payment, you know, the chances of you being approved in my office are almost 100%.
Wow.
Regardless of whatever the bank found.
Right. So that's the thing is that you can say that's okay because you've got this other, you've got the big down payment.
You've got the big down payment.
So there's going to be some equity, some, you know, debt.
Yeah, security.
Some security. Right. Some skin in the game.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you know, that the people who come to me and need loans where they're going to get 8 to 12%, they really do need that 4% loan, but it's just not there. Because
yeah.
the banks are so tight in their underwriting guidelines now.
Right, right. And so somebody in that situation, they could come in, get that loan, and then when could they pay it off? Is there some, like, 6 months they have to carry it? Or is it, you know, can they pay it off right away? How's that work?
Well, let me tell you.
Tell me about that.
it depends on the loan program, but people commonly come to us where they've been turned down by the bank,
mm-hmm.
and they maybe need a year before the bank will look at them.
Okay.
Maybe they got to file their taxes one more year with that new business income. Maybe they, maybe their credit needs to rise by maybe 20 points
mm-hmm.
or so. Whatever the bank turned them away for, if they can solve it within a year, we give them a 12-month loan. We call it a temporary loan.
Okay.
And then and if they can't accomplish it within a year, we give them the long-term hard money loan.
Okay,
but
then you just kind of switch it over from there.
Yeah. And if they and we don't have prepayment penalties on the if it's an owner-occupied loan.
Okay.
If it's a rental property, it might have a short prepayment penalty. We charge sometimes 3 months minimum interest or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
But for owner-occupied, 12-month loan, if they've got that exit strategy of refinance, and we do those all the time.
Okay. Yeah. So
that's
good.
our number one program.
Okay. Yeah. And it makes sense. Getting you into that house and then giving you the time, like you said, to work mm-hmm. on whatever it was that the bank wouldn't lend to you, the reason the bank wouldn't lend, fix that.
Correct.
And then be able to roll into a lower interest. In those owner occupied, is that the interest only? Do you do an interest only or?
That's interest only.
Okay.
Even our, so we do owner-occupied two ways. We do a short term, which is a 12-month loan, interest mm-hmm. only. Then we do, for people who can't have a 12-month exit strategy,
mm-hmm.
the credit's not good enough to where in 12 months they can refinance.
Yeah.
Then we put them into our 15-year loan, which is then going to be 3 years interest only,
okay.
and then 12 years amortized.
Okay.
So it's a 15-year total. Mm-hmm. At the end of 15 years, there's no balloon payment. It's completely paid off.
Okay.
And there's no prepayment penalty on those.
Okay. So, and then if in that 3 years, they could refinance
sure.
out of that.
No penalty.
You know? So I think it's important to note with that, the interest only, you're paying a higher interest rate, but you're only paying the interest. So
correct.
That, you know, that's not going to be... I mean, I'm sure it is a higher payment, but it's not mm-hmm. as much as it would be if it was
amortized.
You know, amortized 8% in principal and interest.
Right.
So, you know, if people are worried about that, mm-hmm. you know.
You know, another situation where we see that too is where someone is selling a home mm-hmm. and they went to their favorite bank to buy another home because they wanted to try to do it without the contingency of selling their home.
Yeah, which is a big deal.
It's a big deal, yeah. You know, because, you know, you don't want to go into contract on your home and then try to buy a home. That
yeah.
is a forever. And then writing a contingent offer on the purchase is hard to get accepted. Mm-hmm. So the banks will turn you away because now you're trying to qualify for two house payments.
Yeah.
They should look at the reality that you're going to be selling the one, but they don't. They make sure you can qualify for both payments, and it kills the deal for a lot of people because they don't have the income for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we write those all the time.
Okay.
We call those a bridge loan.
Mm-hmm.
We make it a short-term interest-only loan for the acquisition of the home. So it gives you the leisure of then selling your home and then paying off our loan.
Yeah, so
very
so
common.
You've got the cash to buy a new home,
correct?
Without that contingency, and you're right. The two, you know, if you're contingent on selling a home, you lose a lot of your buyer pool because mm-hmm. you know who wants to commit to that when you may not actually
correct.
Find your replacement property. So, I mean, people do, but it's a smaller buyer pool at that point. And then mm-hmm. Competitive offers. If you're coming in going, well, I have a house to sell, you know,
yeah.
and they're looking at three other offers that don't have a house to sell, you know, so anything you can do to not be contingent is helpful.
Right.
So that's a great idea
well,
to be able
then,
to do that.
And then we even take it a step further. If you have a home with equity that you're going to sell and you want to buy a new home, well, we'll even give you the money, the down payment money against your home you're selling to apply to the property you're going to be purchasing.
Oh.
And we do it in one loan called a bridge loan.
Yeah.
Where
nice.
You're pledging both properties
mm-hmm.
and it gives you, without having to get a second mortgage or have the savings to do it, the equity for the down payment in the new home.
Wow.
Then when you sell your home, you pay that off.
Yeah.
Refinance the balance or carry our loan for a year or whatever it might be.
Okay. Wow. All kinds of good stuff. So, So what if somebody didn't have the money to get a house ready to sell? Is that a refi? Is that just mm-hmm. pulling some money out to put, you know, do, and then you're planning on putting it on the market and clearing out that loan, you know, paying off that loan?
And I'm shaking my head, yes, but
everybody
you
can
don't hear
see
that
you. Yes, they can hear your head going up and down. No,
we do a lot of those. Yeah, we do a lot of those. We commonly do second mortgages, or
okay.
if a person's got a free and clear home, we give them a first mortgage
mm-hmm.
For the cash to renovate the property
mm-hmm.
so that they can garner you know, a higher sales price.
Right. Okay.
You know, along those lines, too, it's where your favorite realtor comes in, too, though. we do get people who want to way overdue.
Oh yeah.
What they're going to do on their home.
Right, and
you're
not going to get the money back.
Yeah, if you can't get a dollar for dollar mm-hmm. on what you're going to do. And we actually play that devil's advocate in that regard, too, because and then counsel them to seek a realtor.
Uh-huh.
Then then don't do it. Get the realtor, have them come in and mm-hmm. show you what you should do.
Yeah, and maybe you don't need to do all these things you're thinking of doing.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's good advice. Thank you.
Yeah, so we provide that money a lot.
Okay, yeah. Good. And so we mentioned something when we were on break and we were talking about, I've lost track of it. But so is the refi, the second, and why somebody would, I've completely lost what we were talking about.
All right.
Well, we're going to take a bit. Well, I wanted to wrap this up because when we come back, we're going to talk about the other side of the business, was where you get your money from for all this money you're loaning people, and that's from investors. And so, and I'm sure while we're on break, I'll remember there was just one other little thing I wanted to mention. But when we come back, so this is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We're talking to Forrest Tortobono of Sun Pacific, owner of, or co-owner, I should say, of a family-owned local Sun Pacific Mortgage, about hard money loans. And we'll be right back after this message.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. And good morning. I always say to our guests that it goes by really fast, and here we are with 13 minutes left. So,
wow.
So we are here. I am here with Forrest Tortobono, Sun Pacific Mortgage and Real Estate is the official name of your company, correct? And talking about hard money loans. And why don't you give out your contact information? How would somebody get a hold of you?
Mm-hmm. Well, they can for sure call us at 707-523-2099. And then we do have our website, www.sunpacmortgage.com.
Okay.
We invite you to go there. It has a lot of program information, facts about hard money, what we actually do, the areas we cover. We do lend statewide.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know. And we have a huge focus on in Sonoma County and the contiguous counties.
Mm-hmm.
North Bay very heavily. And then, we've even done stuff where we've cross-collateralized out-of-state properties, but that's only nominal. And we do purchase, refinance, first and second mortgages. We do flips.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as much, only because values have gone so high.
The flip market isn't there anymore.
Flip market's not there in a lot of places. So.
Okay.
And small commercial.
Okay, small commercial.
And land. And we do a lot of land loans.
Oh, land. Oh, are you doing a lot of land loans with the fire lots? Are you doing?
No.
Not so much?
Surprisingly not. I have done recently a couple of purchases with those. Another one, because we're here in, Northern California, we get approached about cannabis loans.
Oh, because
we don't do a lot of them.
Okay.
In fact, we don't do them at all, only because the feds don't like them.
Fed regulations. Well, and that's why they're hard. So, and you're under those, even though you're a hard money lender, you're still under some regulations.
Well, more than that, though, because there are hard money lenders that will do cannabis loans. You know, do a hard money search for hard money cannabis, and you'll find lenders that do them. We've chosen not to, only because the feds can seize those properties.
Oh.
And we actually had that occur once on a loan.
Really?
So, yeah, and they honor the loan, but it just ties the property up, so it's easier to avoid them.
Right. That's because it may be legal here, but it's still not legal in federally legal.
Well, what happens with those guys is they hide the money away. Mm-hmm. The feds hate that.
Oh,
Because it's all cash, they're avoiding taxes or doing stuff that brings them under the scrutiny of the feds.
Right. Okay. So much to know and do. So let me give out our phone number again, because we do have about 10 minutes left. If anybody has questions about hard money for Forrest, our number is 707-636-1350. And I'll put your information on the Facebook page and on the blog if anybody. And it'll be and then Joe is going to put it up on the KSRO blog for the podcast will be here if anybody wants to listen to it, and it'll have all of Forrest's contact information, because somebody did call and say, I didn't hear who your guest is, so we want to make sure everybody knows. So let's dive in before we run out of time, because a big part of the other side of hard money is, where is this money coming from? It's not coming from the federal government, where most loans are coming from. It is coming from private investors, correct? So how do you get those investors? If somebody has some money, what would be a good candidate for somebody to work with you as an investor?
Right. Well, like we mentioned, these are all funded by private individuals. So it's people who've accumulated money throughout their lifetimes, and they're looking for a safe place to put it. Mm-hmm. So instead of the bank or savings and loan, they put their money and become the lender for your loan in a hard money loan. And so the way we find them is, the most common way we get them is from referrals from our current base of investors.
Okay.
We right now email to 650 plus investors. And then investors beget investors.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with money has friends with money, and then they join in on a loan or call us up. And then the state mandates that we qualify them.
Okay.
So, we're not really looking for a small mom and pop with $50,000 as their life savings and they're living on it.
Okay.
So these are people with
extra money.
Quite a
excess
bit of money.
Money. Okay.
Yeah. That could afford if a loan got into trouble, if that were to occur.
Okay.
And then they call us and we qualify them. And then, and that's a relatively new thing, by the way. It used to be if you had that money, you could lend it. But now the feds make us look at even that.
Okay.
And then,
Do they want to know where the money came from as well?
No, not really.
Okay.
If you have it in the bank, most of ours are individuals, not corporations that might be money laundering. We don't see that at all.
Okay.
It's mostly individuals.
Yeah, so maybe an inheritance.
Yeah, we have a lot of brokers. Real estate brokers or past mortgage brokers who have a lot of money. We get them signed up, and we start sending them the trust deed offerings, which are the different loans that we've written that week. We write about 10 loans a week, and then we send them out via email, and then the investors respond and say, I like that area. We, on that trust deed investment offering, we write the address, the loan amount, what the property's worth, the bedroom, bathroom count, it's a little synopsis of what the loan is all about.
Okay.
Then when when we get people that have investors that have interest, we send them the whole file, the credit, the loan application, the credit, whatever we've done to verify income, the property valuation, the preliminary title report, all those things that would go into making a decision to lend their $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 in a secured investment.
Okay.
And then we make the loans. We don't lend someone 100% of the value of the property.
Right. Yeah.
We lend 70% commonly.
Okay.
And then as much as 80% if it's something local.
Okay.
On land, we loan 50%. But in the main, investors are looking for a lender like Sun Pacific Mortgage, mm-hmm. you know, with a lot of credibility and years of doing it, experience, making good loans so that they can put their money out there knowing that that property is not going to be foreclosed on, mm-hmm. that the people are going to make the payments. So we screen the loans, and then they can make a valid decision on that investment.
Yeah.
And contrast that 8 to 12% with what they're getting at in the bank right now.
Right.
You know, for a long time it was less than 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite sure now what rates are on long-term deposits, but it's compared to 12%, it's, you know, almost nothing.
So. Yeah, so it really is a good investment. And maybe, you know, somebody that is looking at, you know, buying a rental property, and instead they could take that chunk of money and get with you, mm-hmm. and loan the money for somebody else to do that, and then somebody else is dealing with all that, you know, rental property management and all that, and you're managing their money, their loan. What happens if somebody doesn't make their payments and mm-hmm. there's a foreclosure? Do you step in, or do you have a third party that steps in? Who handles that?
Yeah, we have a third party.
Okay,
we have.
Okay, go finish your thought, and then we have a call.
Yeah, we have someone who takes care of that called a servicer.
Oh, okay, great. So we've only got about 4 minutes left, but Dawn, is it Dawn?
Donna
in Cotati has a question. Hi, Donna. Oh,
hi. No, it's not a question. I know you don't have much time. I just want to say...
Oh, you're fine.
Hi, Forrest. Great, good job. I just want to say, it brings tears to my eyes. Working with Forrest, I would not be in the house I'm in right now.
Aww.
My husband recently passed, and I could not get the house that I'm in right now. And he made it happen, and he's wonderful, and I just wanted to give a shout-out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Nothing like a personal testimony. And thanks for calling, and congratulations. As a realtor, I love hearing those stories. So Dawn's gone. Yeah. So that's what, when you say you come into come to the rescue, mm-hmm. you really do. And I think that's great. And I think hard money is a really good option for a lot of reasons. And the initial thought is, oh, hard money is going to be expensive, you know, and it is a little more expensive, but sometimes it's worth it. And that's what you need. And if there's that, you know, perfect house that you want and there's no other way to do it. That's a good way to do it. Or I knew I was going to remember. I remembered what it was I was going to talk about. So we mentioned pulling money out. At least it wasn't at, you know, like midnight tonight. So if somebody has an emergency, say there's mm-hmm. an accident and they don't have insurance, or they have, you know, need money fast and they own a home and have some equity, you can come to the rescue for that as well.
Absolutely.
You can do it quickly, right?
Yeah, we do. We perform very fast, and we can waive some of the terms. We can make it go very fast.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's another good... There's a lot of different aspects, I think, of hard money that people don't realize.
Absolutely, there are.
And I think that investor side of it is really cool, too, because there are people with a lot of money that are, you know,
looking
sitting in the bank, making, like you said, you know, 1-2%, whatever. Even sometimes, you know, buying an investment home, you know, maybe that's not the way to go, and you could actually get more money and less hassle just putting your money in a hard money loan. And I think people do it kind of privately, and they'll do that, but this way you're managing it, you're doing all of the legwork and
right.
keeping their money safe for them. So
absolutely,
good way to go. So we're going to run out of time, but I appreciate you coming in. I think it's great.
Well, this was just wonderful. I'm
good.
So glad for your time and,
yeah, well,
and the opportunity.
You too, and we love sharing information. So quickly again, you are, give us your name, phone number.
Forrest at Sun Pacific Mortgage, the friendly lender, 707-523-2099.
Perfect. And the website?
www.sunpacmortgage.com.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to run. I'm going to be out at 1996 Los Olivos today. Open house. Come and see me. This is Allison Norman. It's been Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Have a wonderful day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of 2 Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Online writings believed to be from the alleged San Diego County Synagogue.